the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, if it gets cold where you live, odds are pretty good that animals in your area hibernate, particularly reptiles. Since they are ectothermic or cold-blooded, they have to have some pretty neat tricks to keep from becoming a popsicle, such as holding their breath all winter. Have you ever wondered how a turtle can stay underwater for months at a time? Here's how it works. All turtles breathe with lungs, at least from spring until late autumn, just like people. We can see them inhale and exhale when basking in the sun, faster on warm days, slower when it's cool. But as winter sets in, freshwater turtles will burrow down in the mud on the bottom of ponds and streams. They don't eat all winter, and their hearts slow down to as little as one beat per minute. With such a slowed-down metabolism, very little oxygen is needed. But they do need some, so they get it from oxygen dissolved in the water. Not like fish through gills, but through the linings of their mouths and throats, and through the thin skin surrounding their cloacas or rear ends. The 200 or so species of turtles are the most ancient surviving lineage of land vertebrates, and they've been problem-solving for a long, long time.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.